Chapter 56. The Public Expulsion of Evils. Section 3. The Periodic Expulsion of Evils. Part 2. Among the Hars of northeastern India, the great festival of the year is the Harvest Home, held in January, when the granaries are full of grain, and the people, to use their own expression, are full of devilry. They have a strange notion that at this period, men and women are so overcharged with vicious propensities, that it is absolutely necessary for the safety of the person to let off steam by allowing for a time full vent to the passions. The ceremonies open with a sacrifice to the village god of 3 fowls, a cock and 2 hens, one of which must be black. Along with them are offered flowers of the palace tree, butter frondosa, bread made from rice flour, and sesamum seeds. These offerings are presented by the village priest, who prays that during the year about to begin they and their children may be preserved from all misfortune and sickness, and that they may have seasonable rain and good crops. Prayer is also made in some places for the souls of the dead. At this time an evil spirit is supposed to infest the place, and to get rid of it men, women, and children go in procession round and through every part of the village with sticks in their hands, as if beating for game, singing a wild chant, and shouting vociferously, till they feel assured that the evil spirit must have fled. Then they give themselves up to feasting and drinking rice beer, till they are in a fit state for the wild debauch which follows. The festival now becomes a saturnale, during which servants forget their duty to their masters, children their reverence for their parents, men their respect for women, and women all notions of modesty, delicacy, and gentleness. They become raging back chants. Usually the Hars are quiet and reserved in manner, decorous and gentle to women. But during this festival, their natures appear to undergo a temporary change. Sons and daughters revile their parents in gross language, and their parents their children. Men and women become almost like animals in the indulgence of their amorous propensities. The Mundaris, kinsmen and neighbors of the Hars, keep the festival in much the same manner. The resemblance to a saturnale is very complete, as at this festival the farm laborers are feasted by their masters, and allowed the utmost freedom of speech in addressing them. It is the festival of the Harvest Home. The termination of 1 year's toil, and a slight respite from it before they commence again. Amongst some of the Hindu Kush tribes, as among the Hars and Mundaris, the expulsion of devils takes place after harvest. When the last crop of autumn has been got in, it is thought necessary to drive away evil spirits from the granaries. A kind of porridge is eaten, and the head of the family takes his matchlock and fires it into the floor. Then, going outside, he sets to work loading and firing till his powder horn is exhausted, while all his neighbors are similarly employed. The next day is spent in rejoicings. In Chitral this festival is called devil driving. On the other hand, the Kants of India expel the devils at seed time instead of at harvest. At this time they worship Pitadpenna, the god of increase and of gain in every shape. On the first day of the festival a rude car is made of a basket set upon a few sticks, tied upon the bamboo rollers for wheels. The priest takes this car first to the house of the lineal head of the tribe, to whom precedence is given in all ceremonies connected with agriculture. Here he receives a little of each kind of seed and some feathers. He then takes the car to all the other houses in the village, each of which contributes the same things. Lastly, the car is conducted to a field without the village, attended by all the young men, who beat each other and strike the air violently with long sticks. The seed thus carried out is called the Shavi, evil spirits, spoilers of the seed. These are considered to be driven out with the car. And when it and its contents are abandoned to them, they are held to have no excuse for interfering with the rest of the seed corn. The people of Bali, an island to the east of Java, have periodical expulsions of devils upon a great scale. Generally the time chosen for the expulsion is the day of the dark moon, in the 9th month. When the demons have been long unmolested the country is said to be warm, and the priest issues orders to expel them by force, lest the whole of Bali should be rendered uninhabitable. On the day appointed, the people of the village or district assemble at the principal temple. Here at a crossroad, offerings are set out for the devils. After prayers have been recited by the priests, the blast of a horn summons the devils to partake of the meal which has been prepared for them. At the same time, a number of men step forward and light their torches at the holy lamp which burns before the chief priest. Immediately afterwards, followed by the bystanders, they spread in all directions and march through the streets and lanes crying, "Depart! Go away!" Wherever they pass, the people who have stayed at home hasten, by a deafening clatter on doors, beams, rice blocks, and so forth, to take their share in the expulsion of devils. Thus chased from the houses, the fiends flee to the banquet which has been set out for them. But here the priest receives them with curses which finally drive them from the district. When the last devil has taken his departure, the uproar is succeeded by a dead silence, which lasts during the next day also. The devils, it is thought, are anxious to return to their old homes, and in order to make them think that Bali is not Bali but some desert island, no one may stir from his own abode for 24 hours. Even ordinary household work, including cooking, is discontinued. Only the watchmen may show themselves in the streets. Wreaths of thorns and leaves are hung at all the entrances to warn strangers from entering. Not till the third day is this state of siege raised, and even then it is forbidden to work at the rice fields or to buy and sell in the market. Most people still stay at home, whiling away the time with cards and dice. In Tonquin, a theket or general expulsion of malevolent spirits commonly took place once a year, especially if there was a great mortality amongst men. The elephants or horses of the general's stable, or the cattle of the country, the cause of which they attribute to the malicious spirits of such men as have been put to death for treason, rebellion, and conspiring the death of the king, general, or princes, and that in revenge of the punishment they have suffered. They are bent to destroy everything and commit horrible violence. To prevent which their superstition has suggested to them the institution of this theket or, as a proper means to drive the devil away, and purge the country of evil spirits. The day appointed for the ceremony was generally the 25th of February, 1 month after the beginning of the new year, which fell on the 25th of January. The intermediate month was a season of feasting, merrymaking of all kinds, and general license. During the whole month the great seal was kept shut up in a box, face downwards, and the law was, as it were, laid asleep. All courts of justice were closed. Debtors could not be seized. Small crimes, such as petty larceny, fighting, and assault, escaped with impunity. Only treason and murder were taken account of and the malefactors detained till the great seal should come into operation again. At the close of the Saturnalia the wicked spirits were driven away. Great masses of troops and artillery having been drawn up with flying colors and all the pomp of war, the general begineth then to offer meat offerings to the criminal devils and malevolent spirits, for it is usual and customary likewise amongst them to feast the condemned before their execution, inviting them to eat and drink, when presently he accuses them in a strange language, by characters and figures, etc., of many offenses and crimes committed by them. As to their having disquieted the land, killed his elephants and horses, etc., for all which they justly deserve to be chastised and banished the country. Whereupon three great guns are fired as the last signal, upon which all the artillery and musquets are discharged, that, by their most terrible noise the devils may be driven away. And they are so blind as to believe for certain, that they really and effectually put them to flight. In Cambodia the expulsion of evil spirits took place in March. Bits of broken statues and stones, considered as the abode of the demons, were collected and brought to the capital. Here as many elephants were collected as could be got together. On the evening of the full moon volleys of musketry were fired and the elephants charged furiously to put the devils to flight. The ceremony was performed on three successive days. In Siam, the banishment of demons is annually carried into effect on the last day of the old year. A signal gun is fired from the palace. It is answered from the next station, and so on from station to station, till the firing has reached the outer gate of the city. Thus the demons are driven out step by step. As soon as this is done, a consecrated rope is fastened round the circuit of the city walls to prevent the banished demons from returning. The rope is made of tough couch grass and is painted in alternate stripes of red, yellow, and blue. Annual expulsions of demons, witches, or evil influences appear to have been common among the heathen of Europe, if we may judge from the relics of such customs among their descendants at the present day. Thus among the heathen Wadiaks, a Finnish people of eastern Russia, all the young girls of the village assemble on the last day of the year or on New Year's Day, armed with sticks, the ends of which are split in 9 places. With these they beat every corner of the house and yard, saying, "We are driving Satan out of the village." Afterwards the sticks are thrown into the river below the village, and as they float downstream Satan goes with them to the next village, from which you must be driven out in turn. In some villages the expulsion is managed otherwise. The unmarried men receive from every house in the village groats, flesh, and brandy. These they take to the fields, light a fire under a fir tree, boil the groats, and eat of the food they have brought with them, after pronouncing the words, "Go away into the wilderness, come not into the house." Then they return to the village and enter every house where there are young women. They take hold of the young women and throw them into the snow, saying, "May the spirits of disease leave you." The remains of the groats and the other food are then distributed among all the houses in proportion to the amount that each contributed, and each family consumes its share. According to a Wadiak of the Malmiz district, the young men throw into the snow whomever they find in their houses, and this is called driving out Satan. Moreover, some of the boiled groats are cast into the fire with the words, "O God, afflict us not with sickness and pestilence, give us not up as a prey to the spirits of the wood." But the most antique form of the ceremony is that observed by the Wadiaks of the Kassan government. First of all, a sacrifice is offered to the devil at noon. Then all the men assemble on horseback in the center of the village, and decide with which house they shall begin. When this question, which often gives rise to hot disputes, is settled, they tether their horses to the paling, and arm themselves with whips, clubs of limewood and bundles of lighted twigs. The lighted twigs are believed to have the greatest terrors for Satan. Thus armed, they proceed with frightful cries to beat every corner of the house and yard, then shut the door, and spit at the ejected fiend. So they go from house to house, till the devil has been driven from every one. Then they mount their horses and ride out of the village, yelling wildly and brandishing their clubs in every direction. Outside of the village they fling away the clubs and spit once more at the devil. The Churemis, another Finnish people of eastern Russia, chase Satan from their dwellings by beating the walls with cudgels of limewood. For the same purpose they fire guns, stab the ground with knives, and insert burning chips of wood in the crevices. Also they leap over bonfires, shaking out their garments as they do so. And in some districts they blow on long trumpets of lime tree bark to frighten him away. When he has fled to the wood, they pelt the trees with some of the cheesecakes and eggs which furnished the feast. In Christian Europe, the old heathen custom of expelling the powers of evil at certain times of the year has survived to modern times. Thus in some villages of Calabria the month of March is inaugurated with the expulsion of the witches. It takes place at night to the sound of the church bells, the people running about the streets and crying, "March is come." They say that the witches roam about in March, and the ceremony is repeated every Friday evening during the month. Often, as might have been anticipated, the ancient pagan rite has attached itself to church festivals. In Albania on Easter Eve the young people light torches of resinous wood and march in procession, swinging them, through the village. At last they throw the torches into the river, crying, "Ha, ka! We throw you into the river, like these torches, that you may never return. Silesian peasants believe that on Good Friday the witches go their rounds and have great power for mischief. Hence about Olds, near Strelitz, the people on that day arm themselves with old brooms and drive the witches from house and home, from farmyard and cattle stall, making a great uproar and clatter as they do so. In Central Europe the favorite time for expelling the witches is, or was, Walpurgis Night, the eve of May Day, when the baleful powers of these mischievous beings were supposed to be at their height. In the Tyrol, for example, as in other places, the expulsion of the powers of evil at this season goes by the name of burning out the witches. It takes place on May Day, but people have been busy with their preparations for days before. On a Thursday at midnight, bundles are made up of resin or splinters, black and red spotted hemlock, capperspurge, rosemary, and twigs of the sloe. These are kept and burned on May Day by men who must first have received plenary absolution from the church. On the last 3 days of April all the houses are cleansed and fumigated with juniper berries and rue. On May Day, when the evening bell has rung and the twilight is falling, the ceremony of burning out the witches begins. Men and boys make a racket with whips, bells, pots, and pans. The women carry censers. The dogs are unchained and run barking and yelping about. As soon as the church bells begin to ring, the bundles of twigs, fastened on poles, are set on fire and the incense is ignited. Then all the house bells and inner bells are rung, pots and pans are clashed, dogs bark, everyone must make a noise. And amid this hubbub all scream at the pitch of their voices, "Witch, flee, flee from here, or it will go ill with thee." Then they run 7 times round the houses, the yards, and the village. So the witches are smoked out of their lurking places and driven away. The custom of expelling the witches on Walpurgis Night is still, or was down to recent years, observed in many parts of Bavaria and among the Germans of Bohemia. Thus in the Bohemia-walled mountains all the young fellows of the village assemble after sunset on some height, especially at a crossroad, and crack whips for a while in unison with all their strength. This drives away the witches. For so far as the sound of the whips is heard, these maleficent beings can do no harm. In some places, while the young men are cracking their whips, the herdsmen wind their horns, and the long-drawn notes, heard far off in the silence of night, are very effectual for banning the witches. Another witching time is the period of 12 days between Christmas and Epiphany. Hence in some parts of Silesia the people burn pine resin all night long between Christmas and the New Year in order that the pungent smoke may drive witches and evil spirits far away from house and homestead. And on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve they fire shots over fields and meadows, into shrubs and trees, and wrap straw round the fruit trees, to prevent the spirits from doing them harm. On New Year's Eve, which is Saint Sylvester's Day, Bohemian lads, armed with guns, form themselves into circles and fire thrice into the air. This is called shooting the witches, and is supposed to frighten the witches away. The last of the mystic 12 days is Epiphany or 12th Night, and it has been selected as a proper season for the expulsion of the powers of evil in various parts of Europe. Thus at Brunnen, on the Lake of Lucerne, boys go about in procession on 12th Night carrying torches and making a great noise with horns, bells, whips, and so forth to frighten away 2 female spirits of the wood, Stradelli and Stratelli. The people think that if they do not make enough noise, there will be little fruit that year. Again, in La Bruguière, a canton of southern France, on the eve of 12th Day the people run through the streets, jangling bells, clattering kettles, and doing everything to make a discordant noise. Then by the light of torches and blazing faggots they set up a prodigious hue and cry, an ear-splitting uproar, hoping thereby to chase all the wandering ghosts and devils from the town.